reading for today is from Ezekiel chapter 34. Please be seated. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. For I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. They shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is the word of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How many times have these words from beloved Psalm 23 comforted countless faithful through generations in times of trouble, trial, and sorrow? And even though today we may not have much experience with the sheep and the smelly shepherds of the ancient Near East, we still pretty much get the picture, don't we? The Lord is the shepherd. We are the sheep. We are helpless and in need of care. And the Lord promises to watch over us and to lead us through difficult times. But there is more that the Lord has to say about this sheep shepherd thing. In our text for this morning, from Ezekiel 34, he says, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Now, wait a minute. You call this justice? Taking out the best and the strongest of the Christians and destroying them? And then running after and caring for all those wishy-washy, mamby-pamby, lukewarm and half-hearted Christians who never seem to be able to get their moral and religious act together? You call that justice? The problem that we face is that we forget that we are sheep and what it means to be a sheep. That is, that we are by definition helpless and prone to stray. And any sheep who refuses to admit that he is a sheep, that he daily goes astray and turns his own way, that is not a sheep of the Good Shepherd. In fact, he has no need for a good shepherd. He is sleek and strong in his own pride of achievement and refuses to enter into the care of the shepherd. But the Christian who knows himself to be a sinner, who knows himself daily to be in the crowd of the injured and the weak, that is a sheep of the Good Shepherd. That is one who can confess, O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner. Say it with me if you can. Confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Gracious and merciful. That's how the Good Shepherd looks upon his sheep. He is gracious and merciful to us because of his Son, the one who came among us as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There on the cross of Calvary, Jesus was that perfect and spotless Lamb of God for you. He did there what none of us sheep could ever do. He offered himself as the spotless lamb to be sacrificed in our place. Jesus was without sin, and yet he took all of your sin there into himself. St. Peter put it this way: he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. On the third day, Jesus was raised from the dead to be the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. As the lamb who was slain in your place, his Father raised him again to be victorious over sin and death. And that means something. To be your victor. To be your Savior. To care for you as the Good Shepherd. But how does the Good Shepherd care for you? In our text it says, I myself will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, and by the mountain streams. Through baptism, the Good Shepherd brought you into his fold through the life-giving water. He snatched you from the claws of that wolf, Satan, and made you his sheep, his child forever, so that Jesus' victory over sin and death is yours. You have been baptized into it. And that old man who was drowned there dies, and that new person that was created arises each day to live before God, righteous, pure. And then our text tells us that the Good Shepherd will lead his sheep to feed on rich pasture. In his Holy Supper, the Lord gives you his very body and blood to eat and to drink. The same body that was crucified on Calvary and raised from the empty tomb lives and is given to you and into you so that you might live forever. And finally, our text tells us the Good Shepherd binds up the injured and strengthens the weak. He does this through his precious word, preached from the pulpit, spoken in holy absolution, read from the scriptures at home, and at work, and at play. He binds you up with the good news that enters your ears, and so your soul, to strengthen and to bind you up. Through word and sacrament, that's how the Good Shepherd cares for his sheep. And you know what? It leads us sheep into a wonderful freedom, because it has led us out of the prison house of the sleek and the strong, who must constantly be looking at themselves and their own accomplishments to know whether they are Christians or not. A Christian points to only one accomplishment, and that is the sacrifice of the Lamb upon Calvary for the sins of the world. As one writer put it, the gospel makes no sense at all. It takes God to do it. This little blob of earth, a speck in the universe, and you, for a few years, a speck on it, that the Lord would think you worth going through Calvary for. If you can swallow that, you can swallow anything. But it's not really about swallowing. It's about hearing. Or as Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." In Jesus' name, amen.